A reading from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Really? All circumstances. Always, without ceasing? Like if you're stuck in traffic, or you're late to work because of traffic, or your own wanting to lie in bed a little bit longer than usual. Did you forget to grab something to eat? Did you run out of creamer for your coffee, or worse, run out of coffee in general? Were you in not a fender bender, but a head-on collision? Did you have an argument with the boss? Is there a cancer diagnosis? Or perhaps mental illness? And perhaps, more stressful than all these things, Thanksgiving with the in-laws. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Really? Are you shut out of the temple and the synagogues? Beaten for the name of Christ? Afflicted in every way? Perplexed, persecuted, struck down, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. How could these apostles, Paul and Peter and John and all of them, have the capacity to rejoice, pray, and give thanks always, ceaselessly, and in all things? Because that, the capacity to do so, the ability to do so, doesn't depend on them and their worldly circumstances. It doesn't depend on the old Adam, but totally and completely depends, hangs upon, and hopes entirely in Christ Jesus. Christ for you is why you can rejoice, pray, and thanksgive at all times, let alone always, without ceasing, and in all circumstances. Because your hope is not in this life, but in the life of the world to come. You're like Job right now, with the confidence that you will see your Redeemer with your own eyes. But how? After the resurrection? That will be revealed. But you know, and you're confident, this is the reality. It's like the football game, where the score is not only lopsided, it's a shutout. I know talking about football in St. Louis is almost akin to bad-mouthing baseball in St. Louis. And yet, our team captain has already won the game for us. Our general in command of all forces has routed the enemy. He has won the victory, and he gives you his victory laurels. Your hope is not in yourself, in overcoming stuck traffic, or talking your way out of a fender bender, or finding that perfect cup of coffee. Your hope, your joy, your thanksgiving in all circumstances, your endless prayers are in Christ Jesus. And you will do these things all in eternity because you are in his body. Amen.